chapter 3. Value guest. Matthew chapter 25, verse 35. Just for fun, let's imagine that a guest shows up at your church or your Sunday school class. Let me ask you a few questions about that guest. Did you expect them? Did anyone in your class know they were coming? Where would be the best place for them to park? Will they know where to enter the building and how to decide where to go once they are inside? What do you do with them once they have found a class? Would you enroll them? Where would they sit? What would happen after Sunday school worship? What kinds of contacts will be made and by whom? Do you call them, write them, or visit them after they attend? Do you invite them back? What information do they need in order to join your Sunday school church? All of these questions are relevant. Unfortunately, most churches are not prepared for a guest, much less expecting one to actually show up. When guests are invited to my home, it's a big deal. My wife plans the evening from the moment they arrive until they leave. The whole family gets involved. I get to vacuum the floor, take out the trash, clean my office, put up clothes, and a few more things as assigned. When the guests arrive, they get the royal treatment. That is how my family treats guests. Sometimes we have visitors. They are unexpected, catching us off guard. Now, when they arrive, we do our best to make them feel welcome. But we are not prepared for them. The house may be a mess. I may be in my pajamas, and my office may be spread out in the family room. We may be in the middle of something and have to stop. It's awkward. Even though my family loves people, visitors get treated differently than guests. Which scenario do you think would best represent the experience of a first-time attendee who shows up at your church this Sunday? If you want to build your Sunday school, you need to value those who are not there yet. What is your plan? How will you prepare for a guest and direct them to the right Sunday school class so they can be cared for? Who else should be involved in this process? Every church and Sunday school class must think through the steps a first-time attender takes as if you were that first-time attender. As a matter of fact, you may find it helpful to visit another church like yours and actually experience it. Once you understand what it feels like, then develop a plan chronologically from the point they are looking for a church until they become a part of a vibrant, caring Sunday school class or small group. To help you get the process started, let's look at some of the most common steps a first-time attender must take, and we will do it by asking the big questions. How will they know your church exists? I know you're not responsible for the marketing strategy for your church, but you and the other members of your class are the best strategy your church has. It begins with you personally and intentionally praying for, inviting, and developing relationships with the hope that they might one day become a Christian and/or decide to join your local church. The responsibility of reaching people in your community for Christ and your church is yours. We all share that responsibility. We tend to think that it's the pastor's job. Certainly, he leads the way, but it is just as much your responsibility as it is his. For many people, their first exposure to your church will come through the internet. They may be invited by someone, but most will check you out and who you are and what you're about behind the privacy of a computer screen. Handing people you interact with during the week a card with your church's website address could be a great way to encourage them to take a look at your church. We can't assume that everyone knows you are there. People drive past things all the time and never realize what is on the path they travel every day. What makes you think they're paying attention to your church? Word of mouth is the greatest advertising tool your congregation has. If the members of your church don't speak positively about your church, that's bad advertising. If they don't say anything at all, that's not good either. When something great is happening at your church, everybody starts talking about it, including those in the community who are not yet in your church. Where will they park? We assume that because we know where to park, everyone else does. Imagine one Sunday you pull into the church parking lot and somebody is parked in your spot. Then you enter the building and notice someone sitting in your chair in Sunday school. Amazingly, when you get to worship, the same person is sitting in your pew. How dare them? Didn't they see your nameplate? Oddly enough, guests think about these things. They want their first experience to be anonymous and as comfortable as possible. They are there to check you out with as little awkwardness as possible. However, they don't want to be ignored. Take the guesswork out of parking and label some parking spots for guests only. Make sure church members don't park there. Enlist someone to watch those spots and greet everyone who parks there as if they were first-time attenders to your church. By having a parking spot labeled for guests and a team of greeters welcoming them to your church, it will say volumes about how your church values people. How will they enter the building? I have not been to your church, but I imagine there is more than one way to enter your buildings. On top of that, some doors are rarely used to enter the building. They just are not convenient. You know exactly where to enter. As a matter of fact, you don't even think about it. But the first-time guest does. When they exit their vehicle, their eyes quickly scan for the entrance. If it is not obvious, their hope for a stress-free experience is shattered. It may sound like a silly thing, but it's not. Have you noticed that most Walmart stores have two entrances? One is for food and the other is for retail products. I know before I park the car which entrance I'm going in so I can park accordingly. When I enter the building, there are signs indicating similar categories for the products I am there to buy. I usually head for electronics or sporting goods, occasionally head to men's clothing or automotive. Where I park and where I enter matters. It matters to a first-time guest, too. If you truly value the guest, then prove it by making it obvious where he or she will enter the building. Do they go to worship or a Sunday school class first? What is the entry point to your church where people can check you out? If a guest attends your church on a Sunday morning, would they most likely attend worship or Sunday school first? In many churches, the worship service is the first step for many guests. The second step would be attending a Sunday school class or small group. Regardless of which one is your primary first and second step in your process, your church must be able to communicate the steps clearly to guests. Those who are responsible for the greeter ministry for your church must be able to help a guest understand your church's first step and then accommodate them when they arrive to check you out. How do they know which class to attend first? A few years ago, my wife and I visited a Sunday school class at a prospective church we were thinking about joining. The greeter brought us to a room that had our ages on the sign outside the door of the class. When we entered, it was obvious that very few people in that room were anywhere near the age on the sign. The next week, we tried a different, nice way of saying, younger class. If a guest shows up at your church, do you know where you would take them first? Do you have a brochure that identifies the age groupings and the rooms they are signed? Even one better, does it have a map? A guest-friendly church has a place for anyone and everyone. The class age or life stage assignment may not fit perfectly, but it is as close and as clear as you can make it. Here's where many of you may want to stop reading. Get ready, because here I go with that age grade our Sunday school message. Until someone can identify a better way to assign a first-time guest to an existing Sunday school class, I will lead the crusade for age grading Sunday school. It obviously works for preschool, children, and youth. They are grouped like that everywhere they go. The problem is adults. That is why some have tried to organize the adult Sunday school by life stage, newlyweds, parents of preschoolers, empty nesters, etc. The key to remember is that age grading, or life stage grading, is done for the guest, not the existing members. The members know what class they're members of and where it meets. It is the guest that we are trying to help find a class that would best suit them. If your church does small groups that meet in homes during the week, I would like to suggest some thoughts. Small groups tend to be organized by lots of things, including age, age of children, geography, etc. Many churches using small groups will start new groups in the fall and spring. The design is to create new groups so new members can then get involved in one of those groups. Members of other groups that have dissolved for whatever reason can join these new groups as well. This is an opportunity to help the guest be in an environment that everyone is new and will have less difficulty becoming a part of the community. My question is, what do you do with guests at other times of the year? Do they have to wait until the next group starts, or do you have a strategy to get them involved immediately into a group? Something to think about. Who will follow up on guest? After a guest finally gets through initial experience, someone in the class and church must be responsible for making sure a newcomer or guest is enrolled, assigned a care group, involved in ministry opportunities, and is given the opportunity to become an effective, active part of the class. Who is responsible for following up with a first-time guest? What is your procedure for making sure a guest gets a sufficient number of contacts so that they will know you care about them, not just their attendance? The real key here is caring about those folks who are not a part of our congregation yet. There are lots of people in your community who dream of having a family like you have. Remind yourself of the great value church is to you. I know you attend and love your church for lots of reasons. Chief among those reasons is that those people are there for you. When life hits you hard, they are there to pick you up and pray you through. There are people in your community who want that as well. What is missing is your invitation and your attention to make them a part of the family. With a little effort and planning, you can become a class that offers that family to them. Value the guest. Take the time to think like a guest and make sure you treat them better than you would want someone to treat you. That's how Jesus did it.